Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that's one word,
just feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Loretta, are you there? Loretta, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Why didn't you say something?
You shut up.
I don't have my regular system, so the one I have is a tablet. It doesn't work that well.
That's all right. I'm having problems.
I just unmuted myself.
Okay, no problem. I just don't have it up. It's not coming up right now. So if everybody's unmuted, we're going to go ahead and let Hubert start reading. I just want
to
make sure.
Okay, I was
there.
Just able to unmute everyone. So, Hubert, you can go ahead and start reading in Joshua 6 while we'll wait for others to join in.
Joshua 6, chapter, verse 1. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hand, along with the king and the fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of rams, horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpet, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse and the people will go up every man straight in." So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Pick up the ark of the covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the people, "Advance, march around the city with the armed guard going ahead of the ark of the Lord." When Joshua had spoken to the people, the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the ark of the Lord came to follow them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time the trumpet was sounded, but Joshua had commanded the people, "Do not give a war cry, do not raise your voice, do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout. So he had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circled at once. Then the people returned to camp and spent the night there. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priest took up the Ark of the Lord. The seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord, while the trumpet kept sounding. So on the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. But keep away from the devoted thing, so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and be in trouble on it, and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold, or the articles of bronze and iron, are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasure." When the trumpet sound, the people shouted, and all the sounds of the trumpet, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the walls collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkey. Joshua said to the two men, "Who has spied out the land? Go into the prostitute house and bring her out and all who belong to her, in accordance with your oath to her." So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother and brothers, and all who had belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Then they brought the whole city and everything in it. But they put the silver and gold and articles of bronze and iron into the treasure of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. At that time, Joshua pronounced their solemn oath, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild this city Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son will he lay a foundation. At the cost of his youngest will he set up his gate." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his pain spread throughout the land. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here, but out of Joshua 6. Let's see here. Andrew, you want to take over for here, or are you still waiting on your system?
If you can do a roll call for me, I can take over.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. I have Auntie Carrie.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. I also have Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Brother Daniel, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Sister Shirley, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mother May, good evening.
Good evening.
And Sister Angela, good evening.
Good evening.
And Brother Hubert.
Good evening.
And myself. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Mellon Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Sister Shirley.
Heavenly Father, creator of the universe, we come this evening in the humblest way that we know how, asking, Lord, that you will bless this prayer line. Bless each home and each family that is represented here this evening. Lord, we ask that you strengthen us where we are weak and build us up where we are torn down. Lord, as we study your word this evening, give us the strength to persevere in a time like this, a time when people are dying in record numbers every day. Lord, we need the power of your holy word to comfort the families whose loved ones' lives were lost. Comfort the ones whose loved ones are still battling this disease and protect and strengthen the ones on the front line. Let your word restore their faith. Let your word restore their hope. Lord Jesus, be with us this evening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that blessing of the for the prayer line, Sister Shirley. Okay, Angela, do you want me to lead it or do you have it?
I got it.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, all righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our program. Thank you very much, Hubert and Sister Shirley, for opening us up. Let's go ahead and start when I call your name. If you don't have anything to share today, just say pass. We're going to start off with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Philippians, chapter 4, starting at verse 4 to 13. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderator be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I said, rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last of you care, that now at the last your care for me has flourished again, wherein you was also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am, there will be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who has strengthened me. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Philippians. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 8 through 1 through 9, and the magic of God. when reflecting on the meaning of the word majesty, we are reminded that it is puissance. It can be applied to no one other than God. For who other than God has absolutely sovereign and power? This psalm of David allows us to revisit words such as power, glory, praise, and excellence. Every one of these words should lead us to meditate on God's goodness and majesty. Although they are similar community worship God, our Lord, David also know him personally. Oh Lord, before we can take a sovereign God to the world, we must make sure that we have embraced him personally. There is no more fitting phrase to glorify our Lord than how majesty. When we realize how majesty the name of God is, we are really saying how much we value God. When we realize how majesty the name of God is, we are saying that we realize how broad, how large, and how powerful Yahweh is. Psalm 8:1 reminds us of the all-encompassing presence of God's handiwork. A blazing sun, a shining moon, and a starry night, and growing grass. Although our God is immediately involved in the creation, he is more concerned about people than plants, more interested in souls than stars, more interested in us than the universe. Without a doubt, this is why the psalmist concluded excellent the way that it began. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When we talk about the majesty of God, we must say hallelujah to your name and thank you for your love, for it is the majesty of God that make our very existence possible. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Mama, where you came from?
Psalm 8.
All right. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Mom. Next we'll have Loretta.
Okay. My reading is out of the Red Prayer Book. And it says, prayer for world leaders. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we pray for our world leaders that your spirit rests upon them. And we believe that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into the hearts of our world leaders, and that they will do your will. Heavenly Father, that they have hearts and ears attentive to your godly counsel. Mm-hmm. Lord, make them women and men of your integrity, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honestly. And we pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off and rooted out. And Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and stronghold in times of trouble. And we declare with our mouth that your people dwell safely in this land and we prosper abundantly. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes. My sister May did not Psalm 8, but I'll go over here Philippians 2.
Praise God. Praise God.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort or love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, feel ye joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being on one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but the lowliness of the mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not to every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in the heaven and in the earth and everything under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of our God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work with your own salvation with the fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in both to the will and do his good pleasure. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Philippians 2. Next, I go to Daniel. Do you have any good news to share tonight?
No, I just want to say hello to everybody. I'm listening. I need a dedication. I need somebody to sing We Get Overcome.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand then.
I need somebody to sing We Shall Overcome.
Oh, you want someone to sing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, a volunteer. We got a lot of singers on here. We got Sister Shirley. We got Auntie Carrie. We got Auntie Betty. We got Mother May. We got Hubert. Hey, volunteer somebody. I guess we'll do that on the next round, so get them time to think about it. Who wants to do it, Angela?
Okay.
Thank you for the request, Dahlia.
All righty. Next, we'll have Mr. Hubert.
I'll be coming out of the book of Psalm 1. Verse 1-12. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine their vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's wheel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. And next we'll have Sister Shirley.
Yes. I'm coming from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, starting at the 6th verse through verse 20. Don't let anyone trick you with foolish talk. God punishes everyone who disobeys him and says foolish things. So don't have anything to do with anyone like that. You used to be like people living in the dark, but now you are people of the light because you belong to the Lord. So act like people of the light and make your light shine. Excuse me. Be good and honest and truthful as you try to please the Lord. Don't take part in doing those worthless things that are done in the dark. Instead, show how wrong they are. It is disgusting even to talk about what is done in the dark, but the light will show what these things are really like. Light shows up everything just as the scripture says. Wake up from your sleep and rise from death. Then Christ will shine on you. Act like people with good sense and not like fools. These are evil times, so make every minute count. Don't be stupid. Instead, find out what the Lord wants you to do. Don't destroy yourself by getting drunk, but let the Spirit fill your life. When you meet together, sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs as you praise the Lord with all your heart. Always use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to thank God the Father for everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Ephesians. Okay, that completes our first round. So we'll go ahead and move over to our next section, and we'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in both humble faith and in prayer for Auntie Marie, Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Sister Shirley, and family, Sister Angela and family, Mother May, the Allen family, the Vernon family, the Laitler family, the Nellums family, the Franklin family, the Cody family, the Johnson family, the Williams family, the Browns family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, the McClure family, the Peters family, Andrew and family, the Ross family, Reverend Slapin's family, Lenny and family, Charlie and family, the Moore family, the Moody family, the Simmons family, Carlos and the Wells family, LaTanya and family, Kamisha and family, SMA and family, Miss Bird and family, Mary Ann and family, Jarrell and family, Charles and family, Malik and family, the Chatham family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Eric, Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we lay before your feet our every burden and care. Hear our prayer, our cry, and we ask that you save us and strengthen us, for we know that you abide in us daily. For you are our rock, and you are our shelter and mighty fortress, our peace in time of sorrow, pain, and distress. And Father God, we trust in you, and we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta, for sick and shut in prayer. Okay, we're going to go on to our birthdays for April 19th through the 25th. today, Miss Tawana Thomas' birthday. On the 20th, Miss Elnora Nellum's birthday. On the 21st, we have Beryl Nellum's and Mildred Tompkins' birthday. So now we just need to have a volunteer to sing the birthday song. I think I'm going to go with Mom.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday. Many more.
Thank you for that, Mom. So let's go ahead and go to our second round. If you have additional verses to share, or if you have a song, a poem, or a testimony, please let's share with us accordingly. If not, if I call your name, just say pass. Let's start off with Mr. Hubert Lowe.
I recall out of Book of Psalms, Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Okay. I'm going to go next, and I'm going to be coming out of Esther. I'm going to kind of jump around a little bit. I'm going to start off with Esther 3:5. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not kneel down or pay him honor, he was enraged. Yet, having learned who Mordecai's people were, he scorned the idea of killing only Mordecai. Instead, Haman looked for a way to destroy all Mordecai's people, the Jews, throughout the whole kingdom of Xerxes. I'm going to jump to 4:12-16. When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back his answer, "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you along of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance from the Jews will arrive from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this." Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. Esther reveals the hand of God saving a people struggling through a time similar to ours. This story dramatizes the need for the people threatened by extinction to know that God of the oppressed acts on their behalf. God is not dead. It also shows our need to practice, as our foreparents did, the disciplines of prayer, trust, and action that fulfilled our God-given possibilities. Always remember that God enabled the oppressed, such as this song. Sometimes I get discouraged and think my work's in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. So in prayer, oh God, we believe that each of us is born for such a time as this. So grant us the wisdom of Mordecai and the courage of Esther today, and grant survival and hope to those who will follow us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God is not dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Next, I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy, kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Could y'all hear me? I had my phone on the thing. Could y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
okay. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, next we have Loretta.
Okay, let's see. My reading is coming out of, I haven't had this one in a while. Joel Osteen. And it says to stand strong during adversity. You can get the reading out of Ephesians 6. And it goes on to say, we all face challenges in difficult times. God doesn't send these storms, but in the time of difficult that we grow and become stronger. It is an opportunity to allow God's word to come alive in your life and see you through to victory. You can't run from everything that's hard in your life and expect God to deliver you immediately. God uses these challenges to stretch you and enlarge your vision. So remain faithful during your time of adversity. Make up your mind to serve God no matter what comes against you, and God will honor you. Fight the good fight of faith. Remember, God will not waste anything you go through in life. You are growing. You are maturing. You are being prepared for a promotion. Simply remain faithful and fight life through. In due season, in God's appointed time, he will promote you to new levels of victory, and you will live that abundant life that he has promised you. Mm-hmm. The prayer is, Heavenly Father, thank you for making us strong through adversity. We thank you that because you are faithful to us, that we can be faithful to you. Give us your wisdom to make the right decision today and going forward, and strengthen us to handle no matter what life brings to us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Loretta, for that reading out of Ephesians on behalf of Joel Osteen. All righty, next we will have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 91. Mm-hmm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and for the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather, and on his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at their side, 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come to thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy inhabitation. Thou shalt no evil befalling thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adders, the young lion, the dragon, shall thou trample on the sea. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
All right, thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading. I think it was Psalms 91. All righty. Next we'll have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 27, 1 through 5. And the service says, faith in his dwelling. In this summit, David addressed a situation in which he had faced danger and loss of his freedom and perhaps even death at the hand of those enemies who sought to bring him down, to oppress and besiege him. The God of our forbearers provided safety even in hostile environment. They also had their secret place even in the presence of the oppressor. In this kind of relationship, one that assures safety and protection, the believer experiences divine intimacy. How often do minority person find themselves facing danger and oppressed through political, economic, education, and other social institutions? Where can we go for salvation? Like David, we can say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In this life, we may face peril from strangers, friends, and even family, but we will not fear. We can be confident that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let us therefore wait patient on the Lord and be of great courage, for our God will strengthen and protect us from all harm. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms 27. Okay. Next we'll have Sister Shirley.
Yes. My reading was coming from Psalms 91, but Sister Betty took care of that for me. I will take care of we shall overcome. I was hoping that she was going to do that. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We shall overcome.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. And Daniel, how about that?
Daniel? You rejoicing, Daniel?
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, guys. All right, that actually does conclude our round, our second round for today. But before we go into the closing prayer, let's go ahead and assign parts for next week. I have the reading of Joshua 7. Do I have any volunteers for that?
Shirley Lewis. Sister Shirley.
Okay. The next, the opening, do I have a volunteer to do the opening for next week?
I'll do it. Auntie Karen.
Got it. Okay, and then last for the closing, do I have a volunteer for the closing?
I do the closing.
Okay, we got here to do the closing. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I want to thank Ms. Sister Shirley for the opening, volunteering for today's call, as well as you were volunteering for the Joshua 5. Joshua 6. Joshua 6. Okay. So before we go into the closing, we did not have a volunteer for the closing, do we? Mother May. All righty. Mom's going to do the closing for us, and then we're going to turn it over to Loretta.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise your holy name. Oh, Lord, you are our God. We will exalt you. We will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders, praying that you formed long ago and perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah. Thank you, Lord, that you are my strength and my song, and you have become my salvation. You are our God, and we will exalt you. Thank you, Lord, that our mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, all flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory. The Lord live, praise be to our rock. Our God will be exalted in his salvation, according to Psalm. Thank you, Lord, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord be praised. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let's see. Daniel, did you want to say anything before we go into the conclusion? Okay, I just want to add that.
I just want to say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Shirley, for coming through for us. Amen. We shall all overcome. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I just want to reiterate for everyone to continue to read Psalms 91 daily. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you create in the president and everyone in the White House a clean heart, renew their mind, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless our leaders during this crisis. Amen. Father God, we put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all. Good night, and stay safe.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Good night.
Love you.
That break, Angela. I saw.